Amen. Hi guys, I'm Tanya. So good to see you all. And right in the back there, hello darling. If I want to start off by saying, if I say anything that sounds a little bit suspect, it might be because I'm South African. And some of us don't, we see things or we say things that are different, and it might not kind of go down well here. If that happens, first of all, let me apologize beforehand. If I say anything that seems a bit strange, perhaps go and speak to Mark afterwards and say, oh, Carmichael, all right, Carmichael. Because, you know, the idea is not to obviously offend anybody. The idea is for us to get to know one another better. And even though I'm standing here and I seem to be separated from you, it's not that. I am a saint like you guys, so I'm with you. And so I'm going to hopefully just take you on a little bit of a journey of the prophetic. I just want to ask I've got to do the whole computer thing. Hold on a moment, because I keep on forgetting. Okay, start again, darling. Right. You know, all these jolly passwords. Do you have passwords here as well? Are you also up to here with passwords? I understand what's happening, because just now they're going to say the mark of the beast, and you're going to say, I'd love it, because it'll just open the door for everything. Anyway, I must just say, don't take it. But anyway. Okay, so today I want to talk about the prophetic stirring, and I want to ask, first of all, here, is there anyone here who's never prophesied before? Just, if you wouldn't mind just putting up your hand. Would anybody mind doing that? Anybody here who's never, all right, you're not sure, or maybe you've done it, but not like, you know, you aren't running ahead and doing exciting things with it. So I just thought to start off, because I want to just get an idea of where we are, because my idea of the prophetic is not just to prophesy, which is great, and I'm sure some people here would say, we'd love you to prophesy, but my idea is also to see people growing in the prophetic. Is that right? Are you happy with that? Okay, so I just want to also say that anything I say, if I say anything from this pulpit, obviously I'm submitted to Mark and Bridget and the elders. So at any stage, if I say something that's out of line, they obviously would stand up and sort me out and put me back on track again. Because that's what the nature of being invited. It's a big thing to be able to stand behind a pulpit and preach or teach. It's not something I take lightly. I'm very aware of the huge privilege that I have. And I just want to say the people from our church, it's Encounter Church in South Africa, they're praying for us. They've been praying for us for a while, and they send many greetings to you. So just the fact that I'm here, it's because they have released me to come. All right, okay. So why do we need to stir up the prophetic in our lives? Why is it such an important thing that this thing of the prophetic? Because I think for many years, many churches shut it down. Many churches said we don't need it. Many churches said it's finished. It happened. It came to an end way back when. Interestingly enough, however, Revelation tells us that it's still carrying on. So I'd like to rather believe Revelation and go with that. But the thing is that one of the things is that Satan would hate for you to know who you are in Christ, number one, and to know that you have a destiny in him, number two. He would try and shut us down. He would try and make us small. He would try and put us in a small place that would be a prison, ultimately. He does not want you and I to succeed. And very often, we sit as Christians, we give our hearts to Jesus, we get part of the church, and then we stay where we are instead of moving on from glory to glory into the more that God has for us. And the prophetic breaks open the ceilings in people's lives. The prophetic suddenly shows us there's more. It suddenly shows that I can. It gives us an I can attitude rather than I can't. Okay, if I sound as I'm shouting, I get passionate. I get excited. Because, you know, when you're talking with Jesus, you know, what was his name? I think it was that man. Yes. He said something like this: if you know, when you speak about heaven, let your eyes light up, get excited. When you speak about hell, then your ordinary face will do. And that's me. I want to get excited because I know what God's done in my life. Right. And the trouble is with these things. Sorry, I often travel with a few little extras. So just excuse me here. Got to get ourselves settled and sorted. Okay, so what happens with the prophetic is it's a gift. We all know that. We get given gifts at Christmas time and birthday times. And it's like God says to you, here is the gift. But many of us don't even bother to open it. We say, oh, it's so nice, I've got gifts, but we often just leave it where it is. And I want to just remind you today that God has already given us these gifts. We are able to utilize them, all right? And so you and I get to open that gift. You and I get to see what's inside that gift and use that gift. Does that make sense? And so I want to encourage you today that if I do nothing else, I want that when you leave here today, you will say, yes, Lord, here I am, please use me. That's what my desire is. Because I want to tell you, there is a hurting and a dying world out there. And the Bible tells us that the world is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed. And that is not a gender thing. That is the sons, you and I, as women as well, are called sons of God. So each one of us, when you go to the shops, when you're filling up with fuel, when you are talking to your neighbor across the fence, you and I are potential to change their lives. You and I are the potential to give something of the dunamis glory into their lives, to stir them into something more. Did you know that? You're not just you, girls and guys. You're not just, oh, it's just little old me. No, I carry the life of God inside of me. All right. Does you understand that? You're all happy with that. Mr. Red, you are the drummer. Hey, I know my son's a drummer and my one grandson's a drummer, so I'm quite in with the drummers, you see. And I just wanted to tell you, I really felt you started playing, I think you stopped playing the music, and you started to play the music. You're Jonathan. Are you recording this?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say, if not, please, this is what your cell phone is for. It's not just to look good. Your cell phone is there to record if you'd like to. But Jonathan, I really got a sense that when you started playing those drums, when everything else was quiet, I could feel the potential of the anointing. I could feel something happening, and I want to encourage you because I think there are times when you've just kind of, you know, you can go through the whole motions. But I feel like you need to ask God and be sensitive to what God is saying, because I feel that as you do that, you can unlock stuff in the environment, in the atmosphere. There is something that changes in the atmosphere, and I feel like God is wanting to use you to even be an atmosphere changer. And so I really feel that there are times when you've just thought, well, it's just me, I'm just Jonathan. But I want to tell you, no, you're Jonathan, my son. I think Jonathan is son of my right hand or something, isn't it? I don't know what the biblical terminology of is. It is that, something like that, eh? And I feel like God is saying, yes, you are my son. And I feel like there's been times when you have gone from pillar and you've gone to post and you've gone back and forward. And you've said, Lord, where are you? Where can I go? And I feel like God is saying, but my hand has always been upon you. That wherever you go, you carry my anointing. And you need to remember that, because you sometimes think you can take it off. Uh-uh. It's in you. Yes, you don't have to use it all the time, but it's there. And I feel like you're going to come across people and you're going to have to speak into their lives, and you're going to speak life over them, and they're going to change their lives because of what you've said. So use your words carefully. Use your words carefully, but have fun in the journey. It's great fun. God's going to give you some adventures. I love the earring, by the way. It's amazing. Have fun. Have fun. Okay, I haven't even got to my notes yet. Can I? Joel Barker says this. He says, the ultimate function of prophecy is not to tell the future, but to make it. You and I have the potential to make the future in... Sorry, if I point. Okay. You and I have the potential to make future in people's lives. You and I have that potential. The prophetic gives us the ability to change or grow our future. It has the ability to break us out of small-mindedness or defeat into spaciousness and victory. It enables us to be encouraged into more. And my husband, who had all of a grade, I think he had a grade 8 education. So in the days when he got the grade 8 education, that was not considered very good. You were supposed to go right through to the end of your schooling, but he didn't because he just never did anything in school. And so he thought his job was just to sit in the backwater and just be a nice little farmer. And he was quite happy with that until God started stirring him and started working with him and started rearranging his life and started showing him that there was more to come. And then as he started grabbing hold of it, it took a lot of time. So please, you can hear God speak the first time or you can wait for the third time. My suggestion is hear him the first time. And so God spoke into his life and he ended up surrendering to God. You know, it's not easy to fight God. And he surrendered to God and we ended up selling our farm and we ended up going into the ministry. And then God started taking us on adventures and the adventures haven't stopped. So I want to encourage you about that because this is what happens with the prophetic. It grows our future. And I want you to see that you are significant in God's plans. All right? Hebrews 11:40 says that only together with us will he make things perfect. Now, isn't that amazing? This is the God of perfection himself. He does not need you and I. Yeah. Did you know that? He can do it all on his own, but he has chosen to work with you and I. Isn't that funny? The big God of the universe has chosen to work with me. And so I get to partner with him. Isn't that wonderful? Darling, what is your name, please? Ellen. Helen. Helen. All right. I see a lady that has an ability to touch people's lives. And I see a lady who has an ability to love people to greatness. I feel like some of your gifting is you happy to just to encourage people to a better place. And I feel like that there's a spirit of encouragement on you. And I feel like don't hold back. Don't say, I'm just Helen. I'm just, you know, leave me in the backwater. I feel like what you need to do is in the morning when you get up is almost like say to God, Lord, here I am. Please use me today. Show me the person you want me to go to. Because I really feel that you go and you get under people's skin. And you just bring out the best in other people. And I want to encourage you because we all need those people in our lives. Don't think it's just a little, you know, if I could be like Pastor Mark here, it would be so much better. Or Pastor Bridget. But no, God has got you to do something. And he's saying that's just as important as if you were standing here on a Sunday preaching. Okay. Are you encouraged? Right. Okay. So the prophetic has the power to open our eyes. Sorry, if I walk around, it's because I get excited. Is that all right? Okay. So the prophetic has the power to open our eyes to God's love and encouragement and to show us a preferred future of possibilities and opportunities. It even has the power to change us into someone new. Did you know that? Yeah, if you get up in the morning and you don't like what you see, God has the ability to change us into somebody totally different. Did you know that? Ask King Saul. He went and he got involved with a bunch of prophets and suddenly it says he was changed into a new person. Amazing, hey? And I see it in my own life. Gideon, of course, he went from being fearful to being a mighty man of valor. Saul went from being a timid shepherd boy into being a king. He has the power to change us. We had a friend, well, not a friend, we were in ministering in a church, and there was a man, and I prophesied over this man, and I just saw him in business, and he was a pastor at the time. Oh, are you allowed to do that? Well, that's what God did to him. He turned him from a pastor into a businessman, because that's where the anointing was. It's not always to become the pastor. Maybe you've got a business. Maybe God wants you to grow your business. Maybe he wants you to go and reach out across the world, and you take your business and with it you go with the gospel as well. Is that amazing? Yeah. I just love the Quakers, because that's something of what they did. Okay. It has the power to break through ceilings that we've put on our lives. Times like this is when we sharpen each other. It's like iron sharpening an iron. And sometimes it's through the prophetic word, sometimes it's through prophetic actions. And Isaiah 54 says this. It says, enlarge the place of your tent. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let the curtains of your habitations be stretched out. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Strengthen your stakes. For you will spread abroad to the right and to the left. And your offspring will possess the nations and will people the desolate cities. God's plan is always for you and I to go further, to grow bigger, to become more significant. He never wants us to shrink into smallness. He's always, now that bigness, it doesn't mean that you have to stand on the front of the stage. Sometimes your bigness is just by being the encourager. I say just, it's not a just, it's an important job. Maybe your gifting is to go and speak life over people. To people that are broken and hurting, they come through those doors and then they get love to greatness. That's what we get to do. So, enlarge. Sorry, I'm not looking at you. Is that all right? I keep on remembering. Okay. Okay, enlarge. So, think bigger and dream bigger, guys. All right. Michael, I just got such a sense that you have gone through a stage. I almost felt like there had been a box put around you and a lid put on top to try and hold you in, to try and tell you that that's your lot in life. And I feel like, and even I don't like to say dates very easily, but I even feel even within by next year, I feel like God is wanting to enlarge that space for you. I feel like God is wanting to enlarge your area of influence. I feel like God is taking off the lid, off your ceiling. And where before you've just, I almost feel like it's a, I don't want to say a generational thing, but it's almost like, oh, it's me again. Yes, the lid is on. And I feel like God is saying to you today, no, the lid is actually off. I'm taking it off in Jesus' name. I'm enlarging your area of influence in Jesus' name. You carry so much in you that you don't even realize you have. And I feel like God is saying, I'm wanting to use what is inside of you. And as you understand that ceiling is off, I feel like your sense of your confidence in God is going to grow even more. Now, I'm not saying you're not confident. I'm just saying that there is a growth that's going to happen. And I just want to encourage you. You're a nice man. Is he a nice guy? I knew it. You see, I'm prophetic. No, but you're a nice man. There we go. And I really want to encourage you, because there are people here that you can come alongside. And as you speak into their life, I see you doing building. I see you going and building into their lives, brick upon brick, block upon block, rearranging, taking out some of the foundations, rebuilding. Now, I know that you are, I think, an architect or something to do with a building. So please, I'm not saying that's, you understand, I did know that. Just in case you think that I'm being really amazing. if you know too much, sometimes you've got to explain yourself. Otherwise, people think that you're brilliant and it's not. It's just that. But the thing is that God often works in the normal, in the physical realm, something he wants to do in the spiritual realm. And I feel like you're going to have ability to see the stresses and the strains. When you build a building, you've got to have the right foundations, etc., etc. And you're going to start seeing people whose lives are going to be built on Jesus Christ, the solid rock. And when you see that, you're going to start saying, I can see the future for you. I can see the temple that God is building in your life. And as you are building in other people's lives, you're going to be building, God's building in your life. All right. All right. So enlarge, think bigger, dream bigger. Then it says stretch, let your habitations be stretched out. Stretch means a bit of effort, guys. Sorry, I say guys. Is that all right? Girls are included. It takes a bit of effort, and it doesn't always fall in our lap. If somebody gives you a prophetic word that you're going to be ministering to the Chinese, for example, possibly one of the things you'll need to do is learn Chinese. You hear what I'm saying? Sometimes God gives us a prophetic word, and there is a requirement on us to do something towards it. All right, maybe it's to read your Bible a little bit more. Because, you know, if you're wanting to be prophetic, the more word you have in you, the easier it is to prophesy according to God's word. All right. You might only have, for God so loved the world, that might be the only scripture you know. We'll start with that, but don't leave it at that. Allow God to grow you. All right. Then it says, don't hold back. That's what it says. Don't hold back. This is not the time to be shy, guys. Step out in faith. And faith is the fertilizer that grows the prophetic. Don't think that even if you have the whole Bible under your belt, that that's going to grow the prophetic. It doesn't grow it. It just makes prophecy easier. Faith is the only substance or the only medium that is required in order for us to prophesy. Did you know that? Look in Romans 12. Then it says, lengthen. What is the vision for yourself? Have you settled for less? Have you decided that all I need to do? Oh, that's Chris, hey. Is it Chris? Hi, Chris. Yeah. Have you decided that what you have is what it is? Have you decided that there's nothing more? Maybe you've got to the age of 69 and you've said, well, that's me done and dusted. You know, I've had to retire because, you know, that's what you do. Well, I want to tell you, you know, the amazing thing with God is that there is no retirement in his kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? You don't get to a stage where you say, hey, I've had enough. He says, no, darling, I'll even put you, even if you go into the old age home, I'm going to sit you there next to people and you can tell them about Jesus. There is no retiring. Isn't that wonderful? You're a very nice couple. So what are your names, if you don't mind me asking?
Dan and this is my wife,
Danica. D&D. All right. Dan and Danica. All right. No, you seem a very nice couple. Are you part of this church? Yeah, okay. You're kind of part of the furniture. Okay. I really feel that you just, you know, like they're people that hold up the walls. Did you know that? They're people that are the carpet people. They're people at the window people. They're people that the foundation people. And I really feel you're the nice upholstered people. So people can come and feel very comfortable with you. I don't know if you have many people into your home ever, but I feel like God is saying, get ready. Make sure you have the kettle on. Make sure, you know, and you don't have to have a big sumptuous meal. Sometimes it's just the kettle and a big smile and a good ear to listen. And I think you provide all that. And so I want to encourage you, friends. I feel like God is saying, well done. All right? Well done, good and faithful servants. All right. And darling, you've got some dreams that you haven't told very many people. In fact, they're locked up right in here. And I feel like the time has come, darling. Yeah, the time has come to unpack it, put it on the table, and start talking about it. Even if it's just to Dan, to start off with. And then maybe you've got to go and talk to a few other people. But I feel like God is saying, I'm ready to fulfill some of those dreams. Are you ready to get them out again? It's like you pack them in the bottom shelf. Get them out. All right. Okay. All right. Are you all with me?
Yes.
Okay, I haven't forgotten you that side. Radio. Okay. All right. So we're going to lengthen, we're going to strengthen. Oh, that's right. What is the foundation that's built in your life? Friends, forget anything else. If you are not built on Jesus Christ, you're not on a solid foundation. You can have all the money in the world, and they can have an economic crash or a war or a whatever, and that can just wipe everything away. But if you built on Jesus Christ as your sure foundation, let me tell you, you can go anywhere, you can do anything, because if God is with you, who can be against you? All right, so remember that. And then it says you'll expand to the right and to the left. And for me, it shows me that there is more. God is not a single direction God. He is a three-dimensional, four-dimensional, however, I don't know how many dimensions there are. As many as I say. All right. So there's multidimensional. Thank you. He's a multidimensional God. He is not sitting there, because you know what? We look at things and we think, oh, it's got to go in this direction. I want to tell you, did you know that if you had to go up, you could probably, maybe not, but you probably or possibly could actually break through the roof. I don't know what it's made of. But my delightful husband, we had a house, and he decided to change the roofing sheets because there was something wrong with it. And so he got somebody to help him, and he told this person, I'm going to walk backwards on the roof, because if you do it, you'll fall through the roof. And you know what happened, eh? Yeah, you all know, yeah. He was walking backwards, and next thing he was in my kitchen. And the other guy was down trying to see if he was alive. But you know what it taught me? Is that in the kitchen, when you looked up, it looked like a very secure, you know, kept this rain off. It kept we didn't have snow in that area. But in actual fact, it was just a little thin piece of whatever. And so I want to encourage you, is that even those things that you think are ceilings that will never let you out, they are not prisons. All right. No, they are not prisons. We can get through them. And you know, the trouble is with you and I is so often the prison doors open and we don't know what to do with the door being opened. We are so comfortable in our prison. We're so comfortable, we've got comfortable there. And God is saying there is so much more out there. Just come. I want to encourage you, if that is you, tonight, do not leave here before we've prayed for you. It is very important that you understand God's got a bigger place for you. He's got more for you. Chris, won't you and your family stand? Do you mind standing? I don't want to put you under pressure. Sorry. I know, wife, you're looking at this thinking, oh my goodness. I met Chris the other night, and I just want to say I really felt God has had got his hand on you. And I feel like as a family, hello, darling. And I feel like as a family, God wants to use you. I feel like there has been year upon year of input into your life. There has been line upon line, precept upon precept. God's word has gone into you. I feel like the time has come for God's word to come out of you. I feel like I feel like you're going to be, as you come and as you submit yourself. Now, I'm being careful because I do know that you haven't been here for 20 years. But I really feel like God wants to use you. I feel like he's saying to you, come, get connected, because I want him to use what's inside of you. And I just see, you know, there was a volcano many years ago called Vesuvius off Italy somewhere. And that thing, when that went, it changed the whole world. And I want to tell you right now that there is a wealth of something, an artesian well that's inside of you. And you know, an artesian well, when that goes. You don't have to pump the water. It just comes. And I feel there's a well inside of you. And darling, in you as well, Mrs. Chris. I feel, don't think it's not about him only. It's about you as well. So, Father, I pray, Lord, for this family. I pray, Father, for your anointing upon them. I pray, Father, that as they work with you and walk with you and work with the people that are in this body, and as they get settled where they have to get, Lord, I pray that that well that's inside of them, that wealth of life that's inside of them, that it'll start coming out in Jesus' name. Get connected. Do not... Right, I won't say any more. Okay, all right, okay. Are you all with me still? Yes. Right. You know what? I'm getting my steps. You know, you're supposed to do 10,000 steps. I'm walking up and down, and I'm getting at least 5,000, I'm sure. Okay, we'll possess the land. God's got stuff for us to possess, friends. Maybe you've lost territory over the years. Maybe you were in a small place. Maybe you were in a place where you were kept small. Maybe others told you what you couldn't do. I want to tell you now, this is the God we serve. He's the God of you can do. Yeah. Isn't that wonderful? It doesn't matter what the others said. It doesn't matter what your teacher said. It doesn't matter what your parents said. It doesn't matter what your enemy friend across the road said to you. It doesn't matter what even anyone said. What God says is what counts. And he says to us, I've got a future and a hope for you. A future and a hope. We are not in a hopeless situation. All right? Doesn't matter where you are. Darling in the red. Yeah, you. I know you deal with young people, don't you? And I really feel like God, just would you mind coming forward? Okay. I know you get these here. Yes. What are they? Smarties, eh? You're not to ask her for any. They're hers. All right. I really feel that God is going to give you creative ways to minister to the people you minister to. I feel like it's not just one color. It's not just the yellow. It's not just the red. It's not just one way of doing things. I kind of see you climbing up and down all over the furniture. I see you running around with paintbrushes and what's that stuff? When they do paintball. Paintball. I see you having fun. I see you putting on overalls. I see you going outside. I see you cleaning the streets. I see you taking a band of people with you. And you go and you're going to go. I just see you going into different areas and you're going to go and just love on people. And I feel like God is saying, don't keep it one dimensional. Stop. Go outside tonight, look at, I don't think you'll see any stars. All right, last night, if you went outside, you would have looked up and you would have seen some stars. And I feel like that's the idea that God's got for you. There is so much more for you. Is that all right?
Sounds good, thank you.
Are you happy?
Yeah.
And you know the amazing thing is one day you're going to look back and you're going to see those people that you ministered to. And you're going to say, this one's the prime minister. That one's changed the world because they've invented something clever. Do not despise the young people that you're going to deal with. As you invest in their lives, you're going to start seeing some amazing things. All right. Have fun. Okay. All right. Are we still there? Whew. This happens to me always. I get so carried away and then I lose the plot. Okay. Right. Which way to go? Leave that out. Okay. All right. I'll just quickly mention this. In case you haven't taken the prophetic too seriously yet, remember that our Father gave us the prophetic in Romans 12. He says that there are various gifts, and one of them is the prophetic. And so every single one of us, whether we realize it or not, we have something of God's prophetic nature inside of us. And often we have covered it over with all sorts of things so that until we don't feel it anymore. But it's there, waiting to be utilized. It's available. It's a superpower. Don't ignore it. The Holy Spirit then says, oh, by the way, you thought God had something. It's a little bit of a competition, I think, because he says, I've also got gifts to give you. And so he's got 9 gifts that he gives us. But they are given for us to use. So they're his gifts. They're his, but he allows us to utilize them. So we use whatever we need at the right time. So if we go to the hospital and we need a gift, what is the gift we probably need? The gift of healing. If we go somewhere else where there's everybody going strange in their head, maybe we need the gift of discernment. What's happening here? But the gift of prophecy is an amazing gift because very often it's the very thing that connects all those different gifts. I love it because so often when I'm prophesying or whatever, I'm praying for someone, I suddenly discover I've used the gift of discernment. I've used the gift of the word of knowledge. I've used the gift of prophecy. I've used the gift of faith. It doesn't matter. God doesn't say, oh no, well listen, you're only allowed one gift. He doesn't say that. He says they're there to be used. And then he gives us a hint. He says, eagerly desire the best gift. Isn't that amazing? Well, you and I can eagerly desire the gift. So when you're going to hospital to visit your friend, eagerly desire the gift of healing. You hear me? When you're in a project, we had a big building project. We had to build this huge building and we had zippo, no money at all. And God said, build the building. Take out what you've got. Well, we don't have very much. He says, use it. And as we started using it, fast forward, we have a building that can seat 800 people. Finished, paid for, no debt, no bank, nobody to borrow money from, but God. You see, that's what God does. That's a gift of faith in action. It's an amazing thing. And then the third thing is that Jesus Christ also gives us the prophetic gift in the form of a person. So they come in and they, not only do they prophesy, but they also help stir a person up to prophesy. All right. So are you convinced? I think I've got the right people here. Okay. And in 1 Corinthians 14, it says, I wish you all spoke with tongues, but even more that you prophesied. Isn't that amazing? Yes, and then he also says, yeah, but unless, of course, you do an interpretation at the same time. But prophecy brings edification, exhortation, and comfort to people. And tongues, if you kind of ignore that gift, let me tell you, tongues is like the starter motor. So whenever I'm going to minister, I always start by praying in tongues. You don't maybe not hear me, but I'm sitting there. And God starts stirring up my faith and starts giving me words. And that's the amazing thing. And let me just say this. It says there in 1 Corinthians 14, 31, for you can all prophesy. Please say all. Is anyone left out? The guy at the back, has he been left out? We can all prophesy one by one that all may learn and be encouraged. In other words, you can practice this thing. You don't have to get it. Don't feel that, oh, you know, I've got to hear God so specifically. Sometimes we get faith when we prophesy. Sometimes we prophesy because we have faith. It kind of works amongst, it works either which way. So I want to encourage you that you need to stir up and eagerly desire the gift of prophecy. In case you're still hesitant, let me quickly say this. Don't say, God, if you want to use me. Hey? That's an apathetic way of doing it. Rather say, God, here I am. You know, like you did in school. Can you remember being in school, some of you? Teacher. That's what you have to say. Not have to, you say. God, please use me. Mrs. Lady there. Sorry, what was your name? Yeah, you with the brownie kind of like mustardy kind of, yes. Sorry? Jocelyn, you're sitting all alone there. I feel like God is wanting to bring you into relationships with all sorts of different people. I see you sitting at a dining room table, and when I look, it's like people of all different nations, different backgrounds. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not all the zhuzhi group or all the athletic group or all the whatever groups there are. It's all different people. And I feel like you're like the glue that can bring them all together. And so when they come around your table, the bank manager and the homeless man seem to be able to connect. You have an ability to cross the divides. Does that make sense? Yeah, it's not always easy. And I feel don't worry, you don't have to work at it, you just do it. So don't sit there saying, oh, now I've got to find, you know, people from this side and that side and people from here. And I see even age-wise, people from older people and younger people, you'll have an ability to bring them together. Does that make sense to you? No, I don't know. I really feel that. So, all right, so let's say I say something and you're like, oh my goodness. Number one, and I'll say it later, come and speak to the leaders. If I give something or anybody gives you a prophetic word and it doesn't make sense, go and speak to somebody that you trust. Say, this is what was said. And sometimes they'll say, all right, we'll just wait a bit. Because you see, it's out of the mouth of two or three witnesses that a matter is established. So sometimes I'm coming along and I'm confirming what somebody else has already said. Other times I'm maybe giving a word that nobody else has said to you before. Now, there are times when you have to take that and say, okay, Lord, here it is. I'm holding it. I'm not sure whether this is from you or not, but I'm trusting maybe it is. Just please confirm it. Please show me. Okay, Mr. Carmichael, I just see a man who has an ability to wake up. Is that what it is? Okay, all right. I have prophesied, so that has kind of kept me out of finishing. But let me just put a little, okay. Mr. Carmichael and Mrs. Carmichael, I feel like God has given you ability to see people. What does that mean? I feel like you see into their hearts. I see that God's going to start showing you people, things about people, potential in people that other people might not notice. And as you do, you're going to start saying, oh, so-and-so. That's an interesting thing. And as you start working with them, you're going to see them coming to bloom. Okay? It's like you've got this plant and you start working and next thing it starts growing and then it starts blooming and then it brings fruit. And I feel like you have an ability to bring people to bear good fruit. Good fruit. Good fruit. But God has given you eyes to see people, where they're at. And you're able to take them from there, step by step, to where they need to be. Don't ignore it. Because you're going to see they're going to be people that you're going to deal with. That are going to be taken from bondage into freedom. Do you ever do anything to do with deliverance? Okay. I feel that there is going to come a deliverance is not about screaming and shrieking. Deliverance is just about speaking life and speaking freedom over people. Do you hear what I'm saying? And I feel that you're going to take people into freedom. All right? Father, I thank you for this couple. I thank you, Lord, that they're going to see an army. They're going to have an army behind them. They're going to have, and I see you training. And our Father, I thank you, Lord, that they're going to, line by line and precept upon precept, they're going to be working with people and bringing them into a bigger place and bringing them into that spacious place that you speak about. Takes those who are bound into a spacious place, into freedom. Thank you, Lord, that this couple will do that for the people of this church. In Jesus' name. All right. Okay. I want to just, you know, all right, I'm going to rush through just a list of stuff. I'm just going to tell you, you can go and look for it or come and talk to me afterwards. No, I'll not worry about that. I'm going to just stop there because I want to show you something. Where is that? Are you all with me still? You haven't fallen asleep yet? No, no rush. Right. No rush. So, you all know who this is? All right. It's Barney. Okay. It's Barney, guys. Now, I want to show you something of how the prophetic works. So we can now, because we've got this box, we know what the puzzle is. Isn't that right? Now, just this is how God often works. He has the picture for our lives. All right. And somebody comes along, and they have got a portion of the picture. All right? And so they will prophesy a portion of what this picture ought to be like. Very seldom will you have somebody who'll come along and give a prophetic word and it's the whole thing. Very often it's a portion. All right, you're the chicken legs. That's what the Bible is saying. And you look at him and they think you're thinking this person's cuckoo. A chicken leg. Chicken. But you see, this is what the prophetic's like. Then someone else comes along, don't know what half these things are, and says, you're an eye. And you're thinking, but I thought I was a chicken leg. Now you're telling me I'm an eye. But you see, we know, because we can see the full picture, that's what the end result is going to look like. And that's how God works with us. So he puts these things, and different people will see different things on other people. But very often, those things will overlap at some stage. So, I would like to ask for 3 volunteers. Anybody here wants to? Who's brave enough? Come on. Right, come, darling. Yeah, who else? Micah. Come on. Okay. You don't know what you're going to do. In fact, give me one more. Is there anyone here? Yeah, in the back there. Wonderful. I love it. Okay. You are, is it Teresa?
Shannon.
Oh, blimey, George. Stone me. I'm not obviously a prophet. Okay. So this is our little lady. Okay? So I don't think many, do you know many people here?
No, just her.
Just her. That's what I thought. That's why I'm so pleased you came forward. Okay. So now you guys, you are all the prophets. Did you know that? All right. So now here is this lady. And I want you to ask God to give you something, anything. Now, let me explain something. When we operate in the gift of prophecy, very often as the person starts, I'm going to ask you to start. Very often as the person starts, they will start and then God starts showing you something. Or God starts showing you something. No pressure if he shows you nothing. So please, this is not you're in front. It's bad enough or it's good enough that you're here. But there's no pressure, okay? So I'm going to ask you. So I'm going to pray a prayer over you. Is that all right? So Father, I thank you, Lord, for this precious lady. I thank you for her boldness. I thank you, Lord, you have a plan for her. And I thank you, Lord, you're going to use these people to speak life over her. So that's the only parameter you ladies and guys have to do, is that you need to speak something that brings life, not death. So do not tell her. Oh, I won't say anything. Say life. All right. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to leave because I know that you probably, okay.
Okay, what I do often is I'll say, okay, what do you like about this person? I feel God really likes the fact that you're actually fun. That you know how to find fun. Some people, you know, that you have a hard time saying, okay, this I can find fun, and I feel that you actually are someone who knows how to find fun, and God really likes that about you. And that he's designed you to be able to go to places and bring that, the places where it's dark, you're able to come and bring light. And that's one of the things that he's called you and created you for, and we all know that that's what we're all created for, but that you have a very unique way of doing it. And I feel that at times not everyone has understood that, mm-hmm. and so it has been hard for you. Mm-hmm. But God says that doesn't change who you are, and that doesn't change what he feels about you, that you're not to listen to what they have said, you're to listen to what he has said, and that don't try and be conformed to anybody's image but his. And don't worry if it hasn't always worked out. It's okay. That you just be true to who he's called you to be. That's all he asks of you. And and don't let anyone diminish that in you, right? That it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay, yeah, but it's okay. Okay.
All right. Micah, has God shown you anything?
As Janine was just saying something, I just heard the word creative. That's what jumped out.
Right.
I don't know what it means.
Okay.
But that's what I heard for you. Just creative.
Okay. All right. All right. There we go. Well done.
I got a picture of ice cream and multiple Ooh. Colors. So, and I was just asking God and just, yeah, well, there you go. And I just sense that God is going to give you the direction for that fun that Janine was talking about, but giving the different colors of ice cream to people to bring together to have fun with you.
Okay. All right. I know. It's just, I try not.
So it sounds like you're going to be in an ice cream shop having fun, and we all get to go and eat ice cream with her. Isn't that wonderful?
Are you not encouraged? No. Are you encouraged?
Yes, I am.
Creative?
Yep, very creative.
Fun lady?
Yep. Been told that.
Been told that. Ice cream. All right. Colors. Okay, that talks about it. Anybody else got, when they were praying, did anybody else get something and they thought, oh, yeah, come on. Yeah, I knew you had one. Come, Louise. You see, what happens? What is happening? So when the prophetic is here, just so that you know, the prophetic is, it's like a bouncing ball. So often what happens is when the prophetic starts, God starts speaking and stirring in your heart. And then you get something, and often you could say, you probably could stand up and say, oh, I can confirm what was said there. Isn't that right? And that's what's so exciting about the prophetic. It's like a fire. It catches on, and people get excited.
What's your name? Shannon. I saw a picture of a flower in a clay pot. Just beautiful. But then I saw a hammer come and crack the clay pot. Of that, like the pot holder, and just gently just shook that the roots could kind of breathe again. And then I just saw you being replanted into a place where just freedom, right? Like there was nothing wrong with you being in that pot, but all of a sudden there was just a bigger space for you to get your roots loosened up, but also to be able to take root. That's what I had.
All right.
Because my mom just passed away almost a year ago. So I've been her caregiver for a number of years. So I feel like that.
All right.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay. No, that's fine. No, that's fine.
Talk about ice cream. The Lord said, remind her she's not her mother.
All right.
That you're to honor her, but you're your own. You're strong and you're whole. In yourself.
That's so rad. Thank you.
So rad. So I'm going to give you the meteor.
Oh,
okay,
you.
That's for you. It's not an ice cream.
No, that's okay.
But I've.
Ask her, she loves. Ask her, tell her I love chocolate.
Ah, I knew it. I want to sing that song, Life is a Cabaret. I know. Mark and I have been having absolute fun. One of us will start a song and the other one will start bopping around. And we're having such fun. Bridget and Louise are like, here we go again. But I really felt like that life is a cabaret. I feel like God is saying, he's taking you. There is going to be a party. God is saying to you, the time for parting is here. And the reason I gave you that meteor is because I felt like God is saying the sky is the limit. Look up, see the stars. Do you not see how they shine? Do you not realize that God in all his glory has put each one into their space? And if he can do that for the stars, he can do it for you, darling. Is that all right? Yep. You encouraged?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this is a great lady. Mr. Sir there with a reddish color, whatever. Yeah, you. What's your name, yes? Canada. Okay. Matt. All right, I just see the Canada. Were you up on the stage?
Boom.
All right. Keeping the bass notes there. Okay. No, Matt, I just you've got such a lovely spirit on you. There's just such a lovely spirit on you, and I really feel that even as you make music, even as you get into the music, God is wanting to use you to bring encouragement to people. And I kind of see you in the groove, and I see you working with people and helping other people to get their groove. And I feel like you're gonna. I mean, I almost look behind you, and I see that there are young people behind you following you, and I see you like almost like the Pied Piper. You know, you're gonna go, and people are gonna. I want to be a bass guitarist like Matt, and I feel like that there is something of that on you where you are able to take people on a journey, take people into a better place, and. It puts a bit of pressure on you because that means that you can't just do your own thing because everything has to be intentional, not has to, but you know, it's like things got to be intentional in your life because you might not realize it, but people are watching you and especially the young people. And I really feel like you're going to be a role model to others. I'm presuming you're not a father. But I feel like God is saying he's got fathership. You've got a father heart. And you're a safe man. And I see people that need to have a father, they come to you. Okay. All right. Okay. I really feel that this lady, I know you sing. Yeah. I know. And your husband sings too. I do know that. And I feel like God is saying he's singing over you. He's singing over the whole lot of you. He has not forgotten you. He has invested into your lives. And you young people, it doesn't have to be opera. I know you're an opera singer, aren't you? Yes, I was told that. So you don't have to sing opera. You can do, you know, you can do that kind of thing. You don't have to do it. We heard a brilliant guy last night who went from the 60s or the 50s right through to the 90s using ordinary church music, doing all sorts of different ways of presenting it. And I feel like you young people as well, don't think it's not. God is a creative God. He has not said it's got to be this way or that. All he has said is it's got to honor me. Does that make sense? So I really feel like even you as a family, have fun in God. Have fun in God. And I feel like God is wanting to enlarge your area of influence. He wants to take you and do you mind if I just put my hand upon you? Father, I thank you for this precious lady. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing that is on her. Thank you, Lord, that your anointing is there that will set the captives free. Even as you sing, I feel like people, it's like the enemy will set, not the enemy, it's like God sets ambushes. You know, in Jehoshaphat, as they worshipped, God set the ambushes that got the enemy down. And as you sing, I feel like it's a weapon, and as you sing, it's going to destroy the work of the enemy in people's lives. So I almost want to say that even before you, even if they're praying for people, you don't need to pray, darling. You'll go in front of them and you'll sing. And as you sing, it'll break the work of the enemy around them. You're a powerful weapon in the hands of our mighty God. Do you want it? Father, I thank you, Lord, right now for your anointing upon her. Come, Holy Spirit, come and do the work in Jesus' name, in a mighty way. And guys, you get to be part of it, so have fun. I'd like to ask, is there anybody here that when I'm talking about this, you're saying, Lord, I want more? If that is you, it's already 20 past eight, and I'm very aware of stuff like that. I don't want to have you all sleeping here in the seats and me carrying on. You know, us ladies, we can be very long-winded. If that is you, would you mind coming forward? I'd love to pray with you. And I really believe that I would love to see people. If you're saying, Lord, I want more of what you've got for me, allow God to come and allow him to work in the situation. And I don't know who helps with praying, but elders and deacons. So if you are an elder or a deacon in this church and you're not standing here to be prayed for, then won't you come help pray? What I'll do is I'm just going to pray a prayer and then I'm going to allow God to work with us. All right. And guys, if you are praying for people and if you get a prophetic word, just let it rip. And anyone in the congregation, if you feel there is a word, if you're part of this church, well, I'm sure if you just come and speak to Mark, I don't know who you are, so I don't want to just open the floor to everyone as much as I'd love to, but just come and tell Mark, and then if he gives you the go-ahead, you know, we do things in order, okay? We don't want to do anything out of order. So if that's you, then just come if God shows you something for one of these people. Is that all right? So, Father, I thank you, Lord, for these people right now. I thank you, Lord, for these amazing people, these people that you have called in Canada to change this city, to change this country, to bring life into this country, to bring hope into this country, to bring healing and wholeness over this country, and not only over this country, but into the farthest parts of the earth. I know that this is a country that has hosted and has allowed so many people from different nations to come in and find their life here. But Lord, I know that that's not just so that they can have a happy life. I know that, Father, you've got even more for them. That maybe they have to go back and visit. Maybe they have to go back and live again in the places they've come from. But Father, that when they go, they'll take your anointing. They'll take your authority and your power and go and touch the nations. And maybe they'll go to new nations. But Father, I thank you, Lord, right now for your anointing. And Father, I pray, Lord, for every single lady, every single man, every single young person, that you've got more for them in Jesus' name.